Pastor Sue. Nice to meet you, David. All right. Good morning. She can keep playing softly if you like. We're going to have announcements now and prayer concerns and thanksgivings. If you notice that you have a yellow card in your bulletin this morning, everybody should have one. This is going to help me out because I'm not used to being live radio. And so we want to make sure that the announcements aren't on the radio and that we can do all those names with prayer concerns or joys, as you call Thanksgivings, before we come on the radio. So next week, if you have any announcements, if you have any joys, if you have anything, if you would put it on this lovely card, it's bright. They will be in the pews as well. But this morning we started out with them in your bulletin, so you can have one and you can even take it home and fill it out to bring it back next week. I'm praying that that will help me with the timing here in church, and then we won't be passing the mic. So I am also looking, as I do announcements this morning, may not be the order that you're normal, but I want to make sure I get that part in, that I would like to have somebody as a worship leader, a liturgist, to help me. If you would like to do that, you don't have to do every week. We can take turns, but if you would love to help out, I'm going to see if I can get a coordinator to do that. But in the meantime, write your name on here. We want you to read the Old Testament as well as do announcements and read these cards. So if you can do that and you're comfortable up front, sign this card and let me know. Print so I know your name and put your phone number on for me. So are there any concerns that need to be lifted up this morning? I do know that Connie has already told me she had a fall and she needs prayers. So we'll lift up Connie and pray for her. She is here this morning, but she's banged up her arm. Russ.
Bev and I got a call yesterday afternoon from Barbara Larson. She still goes to this church, although she moved to Emily City. And she told us that she suffered a heart attack and congestive heart failure. And she was in the hospital this week. She was home yesterday. And she's requested to be put on the prayer list and the prayer chain. And she sounded pretty good, but
it's Russ, what was her first name again?
Barbara Larson.
Barbara, thank you.
Yep, so put Barb on your prayers. That would be very helpful.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Our niece Ashton is still with her ongoing health struggle. She's over in Wisconsin again. They were going for what was hopefully a two-day kind of a checkup on her last surgery, which has turned into going to be at least 2 weeks. She's having more struggles. Her main arteries that run along her digestive tract are basically squeezing off her intestine. So she's got some concerns with that, and the doctors are trying to figure out what they can do to help her. She has her feeding tube placed back in along with her PICC line so that she can get nourishment. So just prayers for her to get strong and prayers for the doctors to figure out some healing ways for her.
Thank you. Yes.
I'd like to thank everybody for their prayers and all the cards I got. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bruce. It's good to see you here. Any others? How about announcements? Any other announcements that you may have? Carrie.
There will be a short meeting for the trustees after church today, and then also after the trustees, a short ad board meeting. Please attend.
VBS again. Our board, I'm going to try and tack it up here in Fellowship Hall so that you can look at it as you're having a snack and so it's not backing up the line in the back when you come in. But there are sticky notes. Take it home. If there's something on here you think you could donate, there's things like craft objects and things, but also volunteer that we need. So take a sticky home if you think you can do it. Put it on your mirror so you don't forget. And then also if you can write your name on the space so we know what is taken and what isn't.
And also Thursday night, are you having a meeting?
Yes, thank you. Thursday night, we are going to have a meeting at 6 o'clock for anybody who is willing to and able to volunteer either during the time or set up and things like that. Anything, if you're willing to donate VBS your time, our meeting is at 6 o'clock to basically nail things down and figure out all that we need done. So over in the main hall.
So it'd be great to see everybody.
Absolutely. Okay. If we have to move it up here, that would be amazing. And we need more T-shirts? All right. We still need the T-shirts coming in, so.
Karen.
I'm a cheerleader
for our softball team, and our softball starts Monday night, so I need all the help I can get to be the cheerleader. Okay. So softball. Make sure you also read your announcements on the back of your bulletin. One more over here.
Yes, I'd just like to remind everyone that we're going to have highway cleanup 2 weeks from today, July 22nd at 2 p.m. at the DPW building is where we're going to meet. And there should be clipboards going around. You can sign up. But if you don't sign up, just show up anyways.
There's 2 o'clock, the 22nd. All right. Need young people. Any others? Yes, Linda.
Many of you know that I have the opportunity to be involved in things beyond the local church. This week I'm attending two of them. I leave today to drive to United Theological Seminary in Dayton, Ohio, where the North Central Jurisdiction Archives and History is meeting for the beginning of the week. And then piggybacking on the meeting, the General Commission of Archives and History is meeting the end of the week from Thursday through next Sunday. So just prayers for safe travel and that as these people who are interested in church history get together and have fellowship and learn a lot more. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We will now begin our worship to God. May we glorify Him as we go through our service. Would you please stand for Awesome God, 2040 and on the screen.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Dumb power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our
our one in wish, and I, oh, there we go. Awesome God. Now the, okay, if you go to the next one, we'll sing in verse 1 and 2. If you're following along in your faith, we sing. 22:43, and on the screen, we are one in mission. All right, here we go. We all are one. Maybe throwing some new music to you. You all have the Faith We Sing in the pews, though, right? If you'll know, I pick out songs to go with my message. So don't be afraid to just read the words or just make sure you look at them. We will all learn them as we move forward. So it is frustrating to witness to God's love and to be rejected. Nevertheless, his message to us is one of hope and determination. Let us sing, we've a story to tell to the nations. You may be seated, and I'm going to invite the children to come join me for a message this morning. Can you come on up here with me? You're going to sit on the floor, or you can come up and sit with me. Okay, all on the floor. That's all right. Come on up. I've got room up here, too. Yep. I'll just set that right there for right now. Come on up. Got lots of room over here. Come on over. You got to come over because I've got to have a chalkboard here. This is great to see all of you here. Hi. How's Riley? You went to camp. All right. How was it? Fun? All right. Are you going to be able to share anything with us this morning? All right. Well, I need a mic down here. While a mic is coming, we're going to say hello to all of you this morning. And I'm glad to see all of you here. Riley went to camp, and I asked her if she would just share something that was very special for her or what she enjoyed most of camp. Okay, go ahead, Riley.
I learned how bats are not actually very blind. They can see very well. And our theme was nature there. So we learned how God was our light, like the sun is the plant's light to help them grow. And I met new friends, and I had a very fun time. And I also learned a new game. It's called Carpet Ball, and it's very fun.
And it's very fun. So yes. All of those things are things that happen when you go to camp. And so as you go to camp, as you get a little bit older, as maybe some of you might be going later this month, you can do all those things and learn about God as well. Thank you, Bert. Yes, thank you for sharing, Riley. Now, this morning, we're going to be talking about Jesus. You know who Jesus is? Yeah, we all know who Jesus is. He's the Son of God, right? Yep. And Jesus went to his hometown. Like, you're from Sandusky, right? This is your hometown? Maybe not. Okay, well, or from neighboring, or whoever your hometown is. I know the majority are Sandusky, but maybe not everybody's from. But your hometown, where you live, is called your hometown. And Jesus went to his hometown. And do you know what? The people there really didn't like Jesus. Isn't that sad? They didn't really care for Jesus. We love Jesus, don't we? Yes, we do. Do we love people from our own town? Yes, I hope so. But you know what? Jesus taught there, and they really rejected him. That's the word they use. They rejected him. And so he went to other villages. But as he was teaching, do we have teachers in our classrooms at school? Right? They're the person that's in charge. Do they use chalk and a chalkboard? Maybe. This is a small one. Small chalkboard. See that down there? It's got a small chalkboard. Well, teachers may use a chalkboard to teach you. Well, Jesus didn't have a chalkboard. He just spoke and taught others. But you know one of the things that he taught? Can you think about one word that Jesus taught, and all of us are to share that one thing? Do you know what that might be? How about the word love? You thought of that. You just were shy to say that. Love. Jesus taught about love, and we're to love one another, and then we're supposed to show each other love, right? And so I want to write on here. This is a little heavier chalkboard, even though it's small. I'm going to write on here, God. And everybody say God. And the next word is loves. Can you say loves? God loves, right? What do you think the last word is? You. That's right. God loves you. We all say that together. God loves you. That's right. And so I want you to remember that as Jesus taught others, he was teaching all of us, and one of the things that he taught us is that we are to love him and we're to love one another. You think we can do that? Yep. And so one of those ways we show that love is being kind to one another, right? Helping one another, right? We help each other. We care for each other. We take care of each other. I've already seen Riley taking care of her sisters. You take very good care of them. You're showing God's love, but you're showing your love to your sisters, and that's I'm really proud of you. But I know I'll get to know all of you, and you'll do the same, right? She's helped her cousin Corbin, too. I've seen that, right? Yeah. So every week, or hopefully every week, I'm going to give you children's bulletins. You can color on them. There's puzzles for the older, some scriptures that you can look at. And they talk about our message this morning, so you can take them home and even work with them with your parents, okay? So I'm going to pass them out. We'll hand one to the back there. Hi, Carter. I said, I think I got Carter and Corbin mixed up, didn't I? Yes, I did. Okay. Here you go, Mallory. There you go. We'll see if I even have enough. Some of you may need to share. Okay? You want to come get one? Okay, I have two left. Can you share over there? Okay. That's great that I ran out. I'll have to make more. So tonight, this morning, can we pray together? I want you to repeat after me. Can you do that? Can you put your hands together? You have to put your bulletin down to do that. Put your hands together. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and let's pray. And repeat after me. Thank you, God, for loving me. Amen. Good. Good job. All right. So remember God loves you and now you can go. Are they going downstairs? Okay. Ready to go downstairs. Thank you. Boy, we have lots of children here this morning. If you're listening on the radio, it's wonderful. And as the children go down, I invite you to turn to your scriptures, to Psalm 48. Psalm 48 is our Old Testament reading today. This is where if I have a leader up here, they would read the Old Testament reading. So here we are. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth. Like the heights of Zaphon is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded, and they fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish, shattered by east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God, God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love, like your name, O God. Your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The village of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. May God add his blessing upon the reading of this word. Now will you please stand and join me in Lord, you give the Great Commission. Number 584. Thank you. great job. If you have a seat. We come now to time for our pastoral prayer and the Lord's Prayer. We take a moment of silence, and then we will pray and conclude with the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God, you heard earlier our names that we have lifted to you. We ask that you will be with those who are hurting, that they may be strong, that doctors will give wisdom and encouraging words, that they will diagnose correctly, and that they will heal in a quick manner. We pray, Lord, for those who are traveling, that they have safe travel. And we ask, Lord, that you just put a hedge of protection around them, that there's no issues as they come and go. We pray for this church, Lord, and its servants, for your people, that as we come together and learn one another, as we grow and mature in our faith, that we always will glorify you by the things that we say and the things that we do. And we pray, Lord, as Vacation Bible School comes, that we can prepare to all be your servants, to be able to teach, to be able to show your love, to be able to reach out to these children, not only in our church, but in our community, that they will come and learn more about you, and that they will feel your love. Be with us as a church, Lord, that we can be a church of mission, be a church that is of outreach and wanting to be in the community, that we will grow. So guide us and lead us. Be with our government and all our leaders, not only in the state, but as our president and worldwide, and with our military. They can keep us in safe keeping, and that they will guide and lead us in a way that can bring peace to the world. Now, Lord, as we come together, we ask that we pray as you taught us together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please stand for the gospel reading of Mark? Oh, I'm sorry. Before we do that, we have June. June is going to come up and sing our special music this morning. And June has her nephew, grandson, David. Hi, David.
Yes, my grandson in law, but he's my grandson. And, yes, it's Grandma.
It's cute.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have them here, my granddaughter and her husband. And more importantly, my little great-granddaughter, and her name is Jean. So, anyway, David.
Yes.
David's going to sing with me this morning, and I sure do appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let me sing.
If I don't have music in front of me, I'm in so much
trouble. That's okay, June. That's fine. June's getting her music, and we're glad that Junie, her great-granddaughter, is here.
It wasn't a coincidence.
And it was not a coincidence. I think that was a name.
Very
yes.
Intentional, yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
Do I have that in the wrong key?
I don't know, do you? Yes. I just sing for the first part, so.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. My precious sin, that grace appeared, the chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing. I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good. Chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing will be.
We always appreciate that special music. Great job. Thank you. Now will you stand for our gospel reading, Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph, Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." He was amazed at their lack of faith. And Jesus went around teaching from village to village, calling the 12 to him. He began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions: take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts, wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, that place shall shake, you shall shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. And they went out and preached that people should repent. And they drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. We were here last week. We went over the verse before this where Jesus healed the woman bleeding and the little girl who was 12 years old. And the people around were all amazed and astonished by Jesus' teaching. And we come this week as Jesus, comes to his hometown, and the people begin with all those questions. Almost like, who does he think he is? How did he get to know these things? Isn't that Mary's son? Isn't that the carpenter? You know, we know that kid from down the street who ran around and maybe was even annoying or who knows. But they know this little boy as we know the community's little boy, as we know our family's kids. And now he's grown up. And he's wondering, and he's teaching, and they don't fully understand. He's teaching not with a chalkboard like we talked at the children's message, but he's teaching God's words. And it says he even did heal a few. Yet, who is this Jesus? I always think it's interesting when we come to Sunday school. For those of you that don't come, I encourage you to come to learn more about the scriptures and the word of God. And it usually finds something that relates to the sermon. It's amazing how God works. Because in this Sunday school this morning, we were talking about heroes. Who's our hero? And we talked about John the Baptist and we talked about Paul. And did people see them as heroes? Well, see, Jesus last week was really a hero, wasn't he? And you're going to get to know me that when I ask questions, I also expect a response back. This is a teaching moment that I like to relate to the audience, to the congregation. So Jesus was teaching, and he is questioned. Now, we talked about doubts in class this morning as well. We talked about heroes. We talked about doubts. Most all of us, as our humanity, gives us doubts about who is this Jesus. A lot of people who are not Christians, the ones not sitting here in the pews, don't know, not everybody, but some, don't know who this Jesus is and what his teaching is all about. But especially in his hometown, they rejected him. We talked about in our Sunday school this morning, such a perfect way to be able to mend it together with those that were in class this morning, to bring it together to real life with this morning's message of how we see our own, somebody that may be even mowing our lawn or somebody that may be working at Vacation Bible School. They may not realize that maybe they're a hero in some other time and place. Maybe they're a hero right then as they teach, as the adults teach our children, planting those seeds. They may be that role model. We described what heroes are. Heroes. In our life, who are they? But who is this Jesus is the most fascinating question that Christians ask. And so as Jesus is trying to teach in his hometown, he's not getting anywhere because they know who he is. And I think about this question as I think about when we talked about heroes and planting seeds and knowing others. As we look at somebody else in our church, do we see them as a hero? Do we see them as Christian? Do we see the characteristics that Jesus is trying to teach, like God loves you? Do we see that from our people in the church? Or do we judge those around us because we know the real them? See, that's what the people in Nazareth were doing. They were judging the real Jesus because they really knew who he was. Couldn't be that guy. He can't be giving us all this knowledge and wisdom because he's just Mary's son. He's just the carpenter. Yet he is God's son. Yes, he was a carpenter when he grew up, when he began in his life, until he turned and did the ministry at the age of 30. And then he turns to the second part. A lot of the stories in Mark are part one story and part two. So part one is Jesus going to Nazareth and he's trying to figure out how to teach his own people. And then he goes to the villages in part two. And when he goes to the villages, kind of like what last week's teaching, they drove out demons. The disciples anointed those who were ill. And he sent out his disciples two by two. Don't need to take anything with you. Don't need to pack that suitcase. They traveled like that day, those days, because they didn't have all the stuff that we have when we go. And so the disciples went with Jesus to the villages. And I like the picture that's on the screens. This way, that way, another way. And I titled my sermon, Giving Directions. See, Jesus was trying to give directions to his people. Not only to his disciples, but to the people of the world. And that's what he's doing for us today. He's giving us directions. In our hometowns, we should not judge those who are from our own town that they can't do ministry because they can. With God's help and with God's power, they can do the ministry too. Even if we know them as something in their past, they can change and be a strong advocate, a strong Christian, have strong faith in today's world. Amen? Oh, good. You're good. You're listening, not sleeping yet. And so as the disciples went out, did you notice I said, and the scripture said, two by two? Yes? Okay, good. All right, just checking. Two by two. That tells me, as he's given us directions, that we're not to be the Lone Ranger in ministry. I also want you to note that it doesn't say the pastor. Jesus didn't do all the work. The pastor doesn't do all the work. The pastor is not the only one that is sent out. Did you catch that? He sent his disciples. And he didn't send them out by themselves. Ministry isn't work that we have to do alone. I love that. Amen. We don't have to do it alone. It's something that we can do all together. And sometimes we are sent out in small groups to be able to share the good news. Now, in this direction, it really doesn't say, go out and say this. He doesn't give them a script, does he? But go out and share what you know. Go out and share your love, God's love, right? God loves. And so, you know, we don't have to be a seminarian. We don't have to be a pastor. We're all ministers of the word. Did you know that? We're all ministers of the word. And so we go out and we share how God touched us, how God is working in our life, how God is a part of our life. And that is what we do when we call it, you ready for this big word? Evangelism. No one really likes to hear that word, evangelism. And we don't hear it very much. We say we go out and share. Because our mission of the United Methodist Church is to go and make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. So as I'm getting settled in here, I want to meet with you because I want to know, what is your mission for this church? What is your goal, your vision for this church, so that we can go two by two or five by five or 10 by 10, but not alone, out into the community, out into our own families, out into the world, to make a difference for Jesus Christ, so that we all can be transformed, right? And that's what Vacation Bible School is about. I'm really excited. And this year, theme, heroes. Who's going to be their hero? And we always know the answer is Jesus, right? So I hope people will want to be participating in VBS. And one of the things that I know from every church that I've ever been at is not this church. I think this church is very spiritual. I just want you to know that. I'm already feeling a spirituality in this church. What I also hear in many churches is, and this isn't criticism, it's just a fact. Well, I've already done that. It's time for somebody else to do it. And you're laughing. You've already heard that from your own church. See, I hadn't heard that from this church yet. But it's a fact across the board. It's kind of like being in Nazareth. You know, you're in your own community. You do things your own way, right? I don't know your way yet, so I'm not stepping on toes because I don't know what you do here. But can we be a hero to those little children for Vacation Bible School? Because as we mature, and I'm just not talking in knowledge, I'm talking in age now. as we mature, we do grow in knowledge. And so that we can help those who are really little, right? And how many of you like to hold children? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that in Vacation Bible School, too. That little one that maybe is a little scared on that Monday evening when they come. They're not quite sure what they're getting into. They're kind of feeling maybe like the disciples going into Nazareth. What's happening here? And why all the questions? And who are these people? They don't know who Jesus is, but who are these people? Right? So they're asking these questions. If you love to hold those little children, I heard some yeses over here. Come and be a part. Because sometimes that's all it needs is an extra person to have an extra hand. Because our mission is to go and do. Our mission is go and do. We're not just to say what our mission is. We're not just to say we're a Christian. We're not just to say I'm from First United Methodist Church in Sandusky. I'm a Christian. But we're to do and be in action and not just speak the words. If you notice, I'm going to read this again. The apostles, whoops, I got to get on the right page. Jesus went around teaching from village to village. He showed them. He taught them. And then calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority. And it says with impure spirits, but the point is he gave them authority. We're calling you out as a congregation to have authority to come and teach, come and be a helper, to come and be a part of the church. Especially for Vacation Bible School, because I know that's coming up real soon. And Aaron needs people. But the children need you. Doesn't have to be a big job. Doesn't have to be, I'm running a relay with the kids. Nope. We're not asking you to all do that. I don't know, do they have relay in the Vacation Bible School? They got games. Woohoo! Woo! All right. All right. We're not asking everybody to do that. But I have to tell you, yesterday, Jim and I had been gone Thursday afternoon. I worked Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon we left for a family gathering. See, every 3 years, the Platts get together, and it's on his mom's side, which her maiden name was Alexander. We had the Alexander reunion every 3 years in different states. We travel from place to place. Well, we were supposed to go to Wisconsin this year, always the week of the 4th. And one of them in our family was in a car accident who were hosting, and they could not do it. So it got canceled this year. So Jim's children, he has five. I have two. He has five. They and their families, 13 of our 14 grandchildren, all got together. The one from Dallas flew in on Wednesday the 4th, and so the reunion started Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they're still going today. I had to come back. I love you. But yesterday was softball day. We have enough grandkids and kids. We had two teams. And we were split up by families, and grandmas and grandpa were there to play. I wasn't sure I was going to wake up this morning or be able to move this morning. I actually hit two balls. I didn't catch a thing, but I hit two balls. We only played two innings. You know how it is with a three-year-old? And those two innings lasted 2 hours. The point is, we can do really what we want to do when we want to do it, can't we? Jesus is calling us in our scriptures to go out and do and to help others. And it was great because a couple of the sons of Jim are coaches, and so they were really patient with those three-year-old girls. How to stand with their bat. And taught. That's all God's asking us. Can you just teach him what you know? And most of us know that God loves us. God loves you. And if we can share that with our children, if we can share that with our community, if we can share that with each other, then we've done what Jesus has asked us to do. Amen? And so when we talk about giving directions, we have to know what's in this book, the Bible, so that we can share what's in it to be able to teach. I've had others in other years of churches that said, I don't want to come to Bible study. I don't know anything. And I said, that's why you come to Bible study. So you can learn. I never took a Bible study until I was 28 and was asked by the pastor, because this is second career for me. And the pastor said, I'd really like you to come to Bible study. I was 28 years old. I've been to church all my life. I sat in the pews all my life. I listened to sermons all my life. I had, you know, I'm 28. That's a whole lot of life, you know. But I had never been in the Word. So I went to the study, and it's amazing. When you don't know anything, you'll learn something when you go to Sunday school and Bible study. You really do. Especially when you have a teacher like Carrie. God wants us not to just say. The giving directions is, I want you to go and do. Question is for us, are we going to be the people of Nazareth and go, why? Or are we going to be like the second part of Mark in his second story when Jesus calls the disciples and the disciples go? Which way is it for you? Let's pray. God, you've called us to be your servants. You've called us to be your leaders. You've called us to be Christian and to go and do what you've asked us to do. So, Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Guide and lead us that we know what that is and how we do that. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Now let us give to God what is God's. Would the ushers please come forward?
Jesus. Oh.
hold my hand.
Let me travel in the light divine that I might see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly thine and sing redemption's songs each day. I will be a soldier brave and true and every firmly take a stand. As I onward go to daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Yes, I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim land, protect me by thy saving power. Hear my feeble plea. Lord, dear Lord, look down on me.
When
I kneel in prayer, blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
And I kneel in
prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Please see him. Lord God, we give you these gifts out of our love for you. We give you these gifts that they may be used to further the kingdom here on earth. As you taught us, we give you these gifts. So accept them that they may be used for your kingdom and you to be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing our closing hymn, The Summons. Oh.
Thank you.
As you go, go with God's love, for God loves you. Go in his name, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.